Listen to the best of the church's music for the Epiphany season at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Sacred music for the Epiphany season, 24/7. LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Well, the time has come at the end of this broadcast day here at the beginning of the week on this Monday afternoon, January the 11th, to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year. Almost every week of the year in 2015, play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. And we have been keeping track of the top vote getters. We have assembled the five top vote getters during 2015 of all those soundbites of the week. We have them ready to play, and they are your candidates for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year. We've got Pastor Larry Peters on pastoral confession regarding worship style. We've got Deaconess Rose Adel on women as the weaker vessel. Pastor Matt Harrison on the church's message to young people, especially millennials. We've got Deaconess Ellie Coro on the real work of Planned Parenthood. And Dr. Peter Scare's reaction to the Pope's 2015 congressional address. Now, the listener with the best vote during Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year gets all 12 of the Issues Etc. books of the month from 2015 and the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. That all goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year. Live this Monday, January the 11th. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. You can send us an email. Please include your city and state and tell us why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet with the same information at issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page. We've left space there for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. We're going to play the sound bites. You listen, and then you give us a call, send us an email, send us a tweet, or go to our Facebook fan page, and you vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year. Here's soundbite number one. It comes from Pastor Larry Peters talking about his, pastoral confession on worship style.
The truth is, and I'm probably not different than most pastors, I want my people to love me. I want them to like me. I want them to think I'm smart and witty. And if I were given free rein, the liturgy on Sunday morning would be all about Larry Peters. I would be the MC. I would do my monologue. I would make sure there was no dry eye in the house. I would make sure that people were laughing. And when they got in their car on their way home, they would say, boy, that is really one talented guy. I love our pastor. He is so smart. He is so funny. That's who I am. Thank God that there is a liturgy there to restrain that star that is seeking the limelight and the spotlight. It is Christ that people need to be talking about when they walk out the door on Sunday morning. They need to hear the word. They need to receive the supper. They need to experience the fellowship life of God's people gathered in that place. They need to receive the gifts, to celebrate the gifts, to respond to the gifts with joy and praise and thanksgiving. And that's what their witness before the world will display and will draw people in.
That's soundbite number one for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year, Pastor Larry Peters, a pastoral confession on worship style. If you'd like it to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year, you need to give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page and vote for it there, facebook.com/issuesetc. As usual, please include your city and state and tell us why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. Here's soundbite number two. This is Deaconess Rose Adel talking about women as the weaker vessel.
Well, feminism, well, some might say it was well-intentioned, so thank you for the good intentions. It failed in many, many important ways. And so when you opened up this conversation by talking about that passage that describes women as the weaker vessel, our society is very eager, even Christians, to say, well, that doesn't apply to our time and place. And so what we have to look at is when we're hearing the messages from feminism, from our society, from any source other than the Lord, when we start thinking that doesn't apply now in the context of God's word, we have to recall that it does. And so there's this temptation to say, well, that was a culturally prescribed statement or exhortation that doesn't apply to us anymore. So now we know women aren't the weaker vessel because I've seen G.I. Jane. And that's how I know that we're not the weaker vessel, because that lady was really tough. But we have to recognize, you know, that is not the standard or the norm for any of us. And something that scripture does to help us in this regard is that anytime in the New Testament, you know, when the Apostle Paul is talking in a specific way about women, he doesn't just reflect on the women of his day and time. He very helpfully takes all of us back to Genesis. And by taking all of us back to Genesis, he teaches us that what went for women then goes for women forever. And so Eve, from the time she was created as the weaker vessel. That was who she was. That was how God made her. And it was a deliberate, thoughtful, meaningful creation. And again, it did not at all imply inferiority. It didn't mean Adam was better. It meant they were different. And those differences were what was needed for creation. And those differences are still what's needed for creation. So for us to dismiss all of those on the basis of we roar now is to do away with all of this really, really important thoughtfulness of our creation that's actually meant for our good and for the good of everyone.
That's soundbite number two, Deaconess Rose, Adel, Women as the Weaker Vessel. If you'd like to vote for it, for Issues, Etc., soundbite of the year, live this Monday, January the 11th, just give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or you can also send us a tweet at @issuesetc. Here's soundbite number three, Pastor Matt Harrison, on the church's message to young people.
After becoming an expert on millennials who have lived in my basement for years, and all their friends and everybody else, young people, millennials today, are in many cases, they're burdened by broken relationships, by parents' broken relationships. They're burdened by very active sexual life, of broken relationships. They know something's not quite right. They don't know how to deal with it. They've been told that Christianity is simply morality, that Christianity is to be moral, and they can't be moral, so they see that as a dead end. We offer the forgiveness of sins for the sake of Jesus Christ for everybody, and invite people to come live in a completely new reality of joy and peace and freedom. And that is the greatest, most powerful thing in the world. When you are with your spouse, there was a study years ago that showed that if you're in church with your spouse regularly, 1 in 100 marriages will fail. The stat today is like 1 in 2 marriages that happen today will fail. If you're in church together, 1 in 100. Imagine the power of being in a Lutheran church where you start out by saying, I, a poor, miserable sinner. You've been blaming your wife all week long. You've been wanting to go to confess, dear Lord, she's a poor, miserable sinner, help her. Finally, you say that, your wife hears you. That is the most powerful reconciliation available. The gospel, it's the greatest, it's the greatest, it's the greatest.
That's soundbite number three, Pastor Matt Harrison, the church's message to young people of reconciliation. If you'd like it to be Issues, Etc., soundbite of the year, give us a call with your vote, 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first, by the way. You can send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. You can send us a tweet with your vote, @issuesetc. Deaconess Ellie Coro has our fourth soundbite. It's not the last soundbite. We have five this week. Our fourth soundbite, the real work of Planned Parenthood.
Given my experience, I have no doubt that Planned Parenthood is in the abortion business. I felt this way since my experience. That was crystallizing for me. They're not just an organization that happens to provide abortions. They are in the abortion business. They've built a business around dead babies. And it doesn't surprise me in the least. You know, when babies are a form of income for you, you will use them however you can. It's no different than a butcher shop saying, oh, here's some extra parts of the pig that we can also sell. It's no different. And so we shouldn't be shocked. And our shock and our horror over this is well served, and we should be shocked. But the other side of that shock is it makes me wonder how naive have we been about Planned Parenthood up to this point. And I'm glad to see that there's a lot of other people who have been kind of on the fence about them that are now starting to see maybe this is an evil organization. Yeah, it is. It's an evil organization. It doesn't serve women. It doesn't give women choices. It's there to build an empire on the bodies of dead babies.
That's soundbite number four, Deaconess Ellie Coro on the real work of Planned Parenthood. If you'd like to vote for it, this is your opportunity on this Monday afternoon, January the 11th. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. A tweet at IssuesETC or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Here is the fifth and final soundbite for your consideration as we vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year. It's Dr. Peter Scare and his reaction to the Pope's 2015 congressional address.
He had the leaders of our nation there, and he could have called them to account. He could have offered a prophetic word. And then in the speech, it almost came to it. He said, you know, I value life at every stage. And just at that moment, when you think he's going to give the life message, oh, the letdown, because then he starts talking about the death penalty. And at that moment, I went to the internet and I looked how many people die because of the death penalty every year. This past year, so far, 25 people have been put to death because of the death penalty. 25. Meanwhile, 1 million innocent children every year are being put to death, and they have no one to speak for them. At least these criminals have lawyers that come in their defense who make case after case for them to keep them from getting the final death penalty. Who is speaking for these innocent ones, these little ones? And when the Pope came to Congress, he could only offer, you know, his greatest thing was climate change. I mean, if anything, it could almost drive a man to drink how many times he talked about climate change. One of the lines that got me, really got me, he said this: we've got to work on climate change so that we give to our children a better world. Well, how can we give our children a better world if we don't allow those children to be born? If we kill them in the womb, they'll never know what the temperature is.
That's the fifth and final soundbite for your consideration as we play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year. Now it's your turn. It's time to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year. This break is a great time to give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. We're coming to you live this Monday afternoon, January the 11th. You can send us an email with your vote, your reason why, and your city and state. Talk back at IssuesETC.org, a tweet at IssuesETC, or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. We are giving away to the listener with the best vote all 12 Issues Etc. books of the month for 2015 and the LPR bundle package. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-6943. Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year. Have you recently graduated from high school or college and are still making up your mind about your future career? Here's an opportunity to serve your neighbor through an extended, uniquely Lutheran service program. It's called the Lutheran Youth Corps. Find out more about the Lutheran Youth Corps at lcms.org/youthcorps. Life together through witness and mercy, the Lutheran Youth Corps. lcms.org/youthcorps.
Do you want a church with a rockin' band and a sermon series to help you live a better life? It's not here. Bethany Evangelical Lutheran Church in Fairview Heights offers authentic, historic Christianity to a world awash in fads and entertainment, and offers forgiveness of sins to people overwhelmed with guilt and shame. Join us Sundays at 9:30 on Old Collinsville Road in Fairview Heights, Illinois, to receive the life-giving gifts of God with us. Find out more online at bethanylcms.org.
Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Even if your child has mild to moderate autism, learning disabilities, attention difficulties, or other learning challenges, he can receive a classical Christian education. The Simply Classical curriculum was created by Issues Etc. guest Cheryl Swope, an author, educator with a master's degree in special education, and homeschooling mother of twins with special needs. The Simply Classical curriculum has become an answer to prayer for parents and schools. Visit classicalspecialneeds.com and save $5 with the coupon code LPR.
Oh, morning star, oh, morning star,
listen to the best of the church's music for the Epiphany season at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Sacred music for the Epiphany season, 24/7. LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year. Your turn has come to vote for Soundbite of the Year. We've listened to the five soundbites, and you give us a call and send us an email, a tweet, or go to our Facebook fan page and vote right now. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address at issuesetc and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Let's go first to Bill, who is listening in Overland, Missouri. Bill, welcome.
Thank you. I'd like to vote for number four because it's such an important issue about the great evil that's going on in the murder of innocent children.
Bill, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Missouri. That's a vote for Deaconess Ellie Caro on the real work of Planned Parenthood. Here's Cheryl in Indianapolis. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi. I would like to vote for soundbite number three because before I listened to all the soundbites, I decided I'm going to vote for the one that was the most Christ-centered and cross-focused. And when Pastor Harrison said the church's message for young people is we offer the forgiveness of sins for the sake of Jesus Christ, I felt like, well, I have to vote for this one.
All right. Thank you very much, Cheryl. Thanks for listening in Indianapolis. Leslie in Jordan, Minnesota says, I was impressed by what she said, what she had to say in the interview she consented to have with you about her experiences during her crisis pregnancy. This in particular, she's talking here about Deaconess Caro's soundbite, says, I'm glad to see that there are a lot of other people that have been kind of on the fence about Planned Parenthood who are saying maybe it's an evil organization. Yes, it is an evil organization. Doesn't serve women, doesn't serve women's choices, and it's built its empire on the bodies of dead babies. Right on target. Well said, Deaconess Caro. Thank you very much, Leslie, for your vote there for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year and for listening in Minnesota. David votes for soundbite number one. Pastor Peters is right on the money. Pastors aren't called to be celebrities or make it about them. Plus, he's awesome, so what more reason do I need? David, thank you very much for your vote for soundbite number one. This one comes from Chris in Chicago. He's my voting for Deaconess Caro because her interview gave me a great insight into both how isolation brings a woman to Planned Parenthood and how the workers there are not in the business of addressing that, but of building the business. Chris, thanks for listening in Chicago. Vincente has a vote for soundbite number three, Pastor Matt Harrison. He says, I believe it perfectly conveys what it means to be Lutheran, which is to say that it means what it means to be a Christian, which is to confess what Holy Scripture confesses about our Lord Jesus and what he's done for us and what he has called us to his church to do until he returns in glory. I pray that God our Father will continue to bless the ministry and the outreach of Issues, etc. Vincente, thank you very much for your vote as well. Christine votes for soundbite number four. Well-planned parenthood has been exposed for the evil that it is, and the most of the media want to push it all under the rug. It comes down to how sinfully dirty people can be, all for power and money and greed. Ellie has graciously allowed the public to peek into her private life and to help expose the evil for what it is in order that more babies might be saved. Christine, thank you for your vote. Scott listens in Illinois. He's voting for soundbite number five. Dr. Peter Scare's reaction to the Pope's visit to the Congress. What do you expect from someone who holds the office of Antichrist? To be clear, that Antichrist is not the Pope himself, but the office of the papacy. The same Satan who runs that office is the same Satan that inspires Planned Parenthood. Scott, thank you very much for your vote there as well. A vote from Linda in Michigan. She's voting for Pastor Matt Harrison because it is the greatest message for us all. Also a vote here for Rose Adel, soundbite number, let's see, that would be soundbite number two. Comes from Rebecca in St. Louis. Rosie Adel rocks. She gets my vote. And then here is Tim in Smithsville, Texas. I vote for Pastor Peters, number one. He says, the liturgy brings great comfort to this pastor.
in my own temptations to make it all about me. The liturgy is a treasure that reminds me that it's all about Jesus and actually delivers Jesus to me along with the entire congregation as together we hear his word. Tim, thank you very much for your vote for a soundbite of the year. Pamela votes for soundbite number 5. The Catholic Church needs to reevaluate its commitment to Jesus Christ because I do not see it in what they say or do. That's Pam from Michigan as well. Susan in New Mexico votes for soundbite number 3, Pastor Matt Harrison. It's a bullseye. The forgiveness of our sin for Christ's sake is the only truth that will save us in this lost, dark world. The overwhelming mercy of God for us in Jesus Christ is the answer not only for adrift millennials, baby boomers, and other generations, but for those ravaged by Planned Parenthood, feminism, and other social movements that destroy lives. Sonia in Laramie, Wyoming votes for soundbite number 3, Pastor Matt Harrison. Always speaks the core of Christianity, that is the forgiveness of sins through Jesus' work. His words are always grace, truth, mercy, and it's time for all the ages of life. Sonia, an on-demand listener there from Laramie, Wyoming. Lucy in Mitchell, South Dakota votes for soundbite number 2, Deaconess Rose Adel. Our world taught that my generation, that feminism is a good thing for women. It's teaching the current generation also. I was so pleased to hear Rosie speak clear, honest truth about these deceptions. Katie in Illinois also votes here for soundbite number 2, Deaconess Rose Adel. What she says about the cause and effect of feminism, both in our secular culture and on Christendom at large, is true, and she is bravely saying it in the midst of a controversy in her own church body. It's not easy to speak to truth when you know that it will bring about further personal suffering. Carol votes for soundbite number 5, Pastor Peter Scare. The political correctness of today's culture on so many fronts, in the media, in our government, in business, in education, is infiltrating everything, even the papacy. Carol, thanks for your vote. Well, according to the big tally of votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year this year, the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year is soundbite number 3, Pastor Matt Harrison. Here he is again with the church's message to young people.
After becoming an expert on millennials who have lived in my basement for years, and all their friends and everybody else, young people, millennials today, are in many cases, they're burdened by broken relationships, by parents' broken relationships. They're burdened by very active sexual life, of broken relationships. They know something's not quite right. They don't know how to deal with it. They've been told that Christianity is simply morality, that Christianity is to be moral, and they can't be moral, so they see that as a dead end. We offer the forgiveness of sins for the sake of Jesus Christ for everybody and invite people to come live in a completely new reality of joy and peace and freedom. And that is the greatest, most powerful thing in the world. When you are with your spouse, there was a study years ago that showed that if you're in church with your spouse regularly, 1 in 100 marriages will fail. The stat today is like 1 in 2 marriages that happen today will fail. If you're in church together, 1 in 100. Imagine the power of being in a Lutheran church where you start out by saying, I, a poor, miserable sinner. You've been blaming your wife all week long. You've been wanting to go to confess, dear Lord, she's a poor, miserable sinner, help her. Finally, you say that, your wife hears you. That is the most powerful reconciliation available. The gospel, it's the greatest, it's the greatest, it's the greatest.
That's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year for 2015, Pastor Matt Harrison, the church's message to young people. Now, Tim in Smithville, Texas, you're going to get the all 12 of the Issues Etc. Books of the Month for 2015 and the LPR bundle package for having the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year. If you send us your shirt size and your mailing address, talkback@issuesetc.org. We will send that out to you. Thanks to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year and for all the soundbites throughout the year of 2015. A lot of votes that we didn't get to on the air, but all of them were tallied. Coming up next on Lutheran Talk Radio 24/7, the Cappadocian Fathers, Basil Gregory of Nyssa and Gregory of Nazianzus. Dr. Bill Weinrich will be on there at issuesetc.org next on Lutheran Talk Radio 24/7. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.